notes. When the chauffeur drives your car, you let everybody know. But don't you play with me, 'cause you play with fire.
Time spent better by myself, so I can think of something new. I got a rash. Yeah. Yeah, I got a rash, you know.
You see a weird-ass drug commercial trying to get you hooked on some legal shit.
Hi.
Hearing is the final countdown to an experimental atomic blast, the most awesome, devastating power known to mankind. Nuclear Holocaust.
Radioactive fallout, that deadly byproduct of a nuclear attack, will kill literally millions of unprotected families in the event of an atomic attack.
Nuclear Holocaust.
Is your family protected?
Nuclear Holocaust.
Do you have a fallout shelter? To survive, you must have protection from radioactive fallout.
In the past, heavy equipment necessitated a long, costly operation for out-of-home shelter installation.
Today, Survive All basement-type shelters offer a combination steel and concrete do-it-yourself fallout shelter.
Civil defense approved, Survive All offers maximum protection from fallout and falling debris, plus a basic equipment kit for family survival.
There's low initial cost and FHA approval. Nothing down and 5 years to pay.
For your family's protection, see a survival shelter today.
From a bunch of sour grapes.
This is Chuck Norris, and I would like to personally welcome you to
Shock and Awe.
My fellow Americans, I'll shock and awe you.
Boom!
Bo, 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 bo.
Come on, pretty baby, one more time. If I feel it, time, wait for me, I'll be coming home, my baby.
Yeah,
be coming home. Yeah,
for the moment. Oh, my love, my darling, I'm hungry for you.
Hey, you listen to Shock and Awe Show. This is DJ. Woo! I want to thank you all for coming on down tonight. It's been a pleasure. I've been waiting all week for this. I love it. I want to be here for you. Yahoo! You call me from Leviathan 970. If you're outside, you call 1630. And then I'll tell you. Woo! What the hell's going on in here?
Deliver your...
centuries, so leave me out. Oh, it's 'cause it's all the same. It doesn't matter if you play the game. Find another one and count me out, 'cause I'm alright.
Waiting in a border town for a Greyhound bus, talking with a friend who'd been my guide and helper in the survey. Suddenly he leaned toward me and whispered that the man, a white-haired old Indian who was sitting in front of the window, was very learned about plants, especially peyote. I asked my friend to introduce me to this man. My friend greeted him, then went over and shook his hand. After they had talked for a while, my friend signaled me to join them, but immediately left me alone with the old man, not even bothering to introduce us. He was not in the least embarrassed. I told him my name, and he said that he was called Juan, and that he was at my service. He used the Spanish polite form of address. We shook hands at my initiative, and then remained silent for some time. It was not a strained silence, but a quietness, natural and relaxed on both sides. Though his dark face and neck were wrinkled, showing his age, it struck me that his body was agile and muscular. I then told him that I was interested in obtaining information about medicinal plants. Although in truth I was almost totally ignorant about peyote, I found myself pretending that I knew a great deal, and even suggesting that it might be to his advantage to talk with me. As I rattled on, he nodded slowly and looked at me, but said nothing. Finally, after what seemed a very long time, Don Juan got up and looked out of the window. His bus had come. He said goodbye and left the station. I was annoyed at having talked nonsense to him and at being seen through by those remarkable eyes. When my friend returned, he tried to console me for my failure to learn anything from Don Juan. He explained that the old man was often silent or noncommittal, but the disturbing effect of this first encounter was not so easily dispelled. I made a point of finding out where Don Juan lived, and later visited him several times. On each visit, I tried to lead him to discuss peyote, but without success. We became, nonetheless, very good friends, and my scientific investigation was forgotten, or was at least redirected into channels that were worlds apart from my original intention. The friend who had introduced me to Don Juan explained later that the old man was not a native of Arizona, where we met, but was a Yaqui Indian from Sonora, Mexico. At first, I saw Don Juan simply as a rather peculiar man who knew a great deal about peyote and who spoke Spanish remarkably well. But the people with whom he lived believed that he had some sort of secret knowledge, that he was a brujo. The Spanish word brujo means in English medicine man, curer, witch, sorcerer.
The Audio Partners Publishing Corporation is pleased to present The Art of Mingling, read by the author, Jean Martinet.
You are at a cocktail party. The decor is fabulous, the food mouth-watering, the guests glamorous. Wonderful, right? Wrong. It's a nightmare. You want desperately to disappear. Everywhere around you are people who seem to know each other. They are talking and laughing, having a great time, while you are standing against the wall, wishing with all your heart and soul that you were somewhere else. Anywhere else but here. Two firm convictions keep you from dying on the spot. First, there's no question about it. You're going to take the life of the ex-friend who convinced you that you needed to expand your horizons by coming to this party. And second, if this night ever ends, you will never, ever leave the safety of your home again. An exaggeration? Maybe. But I know plenty of people, of all ages and from all walks of life, who are perfectly comfortable with one-on-one or the small group social interaction, but confess a secret terror of medium to large parties of any kind. This is a shame bordering on a tragedy, because larger affairs, whether they be business or social functions, are potentially more exciting and energizing than small get-togethers. But because of their fear, many people waste good opportunities either by not going to a party or by going with a colleague or companion with whom they spend the entire time talking.
So now, this is the whole essence, you see, of seeing, if you really see, into the secret that the world doesn't contain any serious threats in it, because it's all the basic you running up behind itself and saying boo to see if you can get yourself to jump out of your skin. If you see that, be cool. That's the whole art of Zen, you know, is cool Hinduism. The Hindus come on a little strong when someone like Sri Ramakrishna or openly, pretty much openly announces that he's the Godhead. That's a little tough. And when Sri Ramana accepts the puja of all the followers and Sri Aurobindo sits every day for darshan, it's coming on a little strong. Well, the Zen people feel that that's just a bit too much. And the way they come on is they're ordinary. And they say when two Zen masters meet each other on the road, they need no introduction. When thieves meet, they recognize each other instantly. So they don't say anything, don't make any claims. As a matter of fact, so far from making claims, all good Zen masters say they have not attained anything, they have nothing to teach, and that's the truth. Because anybody who tells you that he has some way of leading you to spiritual enlightenment is just like somebody who picks your pocket and sells you your own watch. Of course, if you didn't know you had a watch, that might be the only way of getting you to realize. Now, so then, if, though, the people who do, by one means or another, prepared or unprepared, disciplined or undisciplined, get into this kind of interior secret about the nature of the universe, and they have hitherto been insecure about themselves, and they're going to use this secret as some way of creating trouble and of stirring things up and of boosting their own inadequate character structure, which is a word I prefer to use instead of ego. Then there's trouble, because those people who are out there on the tightrope are going to get pretty scared. They're going to call in the police and say this has got to stop. So then, we have a situation right like that now. And I want to make a few comments about this.
Get off on that shit. ever feel angry? Are you paralyzed by your anger? Do you feel yourself with butterflies in your stomach a lot? Do you get headaches? Are you really frustrated? Do you ever get to the point where you're going to blow up and you're afraid that if you blow up, you're going to blow away all your friends and all your coworkers? Chances are, all of this behavior is a symptom of the fact that you're not expressing your anger. We can assertively express our anger if we handle our anger assertively. We complain and complain and complain. I'm angry. So what do? Wow! I want raise. I want to go home. I want sex. I want a cookie. I want raise. I want to go home. I want sex. I want a cookie. Really sorry? Did I really do something bad? Why am I apologizing? I don't think I'm always wrong. Do you? Do people push your buttons? Are they telling you that you're too fat, too aggressive, not nice enough, or just hard to get along with? Are they telling you that people who grew up in Connecticut are stupid? Do they tell you that you're weak? Are you simply the person who gets the sand kicked in their face? Negative, negative, negative. Now you're angry, and now you have something to say. Wow! I want raise.
Wow!
I want sex. I want a cookie. I want raise. I want to go home. I want sex. I want a cookie. I want raise. I want sex. I want a cookie. I want to go home. I want sex. I want a cookie. I want a raise. I want to go home. I want sex. I want a cookie. I want a raise. I want to go home. I want sex. I want a cookie. I want a raise. I want to go home. I want sex. I want a cookie. I want a raise. I want to go home. I want sex. I want a cookie.
When you look at me, when I look at you the same, taking off the better back, completely.
Beat on the brat, beat on the brat, beat on the brat, beat the baseball bat. Oh yeah, oh yeah, whoa, oh, oh. Oh yeah, oh yeah, whoa, oh, oh. What can you do? What can you do? With a bat like that, always on your back. What can you do? What can you do? What can you do? With a bat like that, always on your back. What can you do? Yeah, what do? Yeah, be on the brat, be on the brat, be on the brat, on the baseball bat. Oh yeah! Beyond the brat, beyond the brat, beyond the brat, to the baseball bat. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. Oh yeah. What can you do? What can you do? With a bat like that, but we send you back. What can you do? What can you do? What can you do? With a bat like that, but we send you back. What can you do? What can you do?
Fucking shot. In my seatbelt's vibe, I got to tie it in a knot.
It's a piece of shit.
I can't see through the windshield, cause he's got a big fucking crack. And the interior smells real bad, cause my friend puked in the bed.
It's a piece of shit. Piece of shit car.
Piece of shit car.
You got a piece of shit car.
It sucks royal dick.
That fucking pile of shit.
100% crap.
Very far.
Oh, fuck you, car. It's got no CD player. It only got the 8-track. Whoever designed my car can lick my sweaty nutsack.
Take it by his ass too.
And I got no fucking brakes. I'm always way out of control. 11 times a day I hear, hey, watch it, asshole.
You fucking piece of shit. Piece of shit car.
I got a piece of shit.
You got
car.
A piece of shit car.
Diesel gas sucks my ass. That pile of mess of shit. Oh, what the fuck did I do? What the fuck did I do? What the fuck did I do? To get stuck with you, you're too hot for drive through, and you smell like tissue. But I'm too broke to buy something new. Oh, fuck me.
Give us a call, 705-9780.
Well, the engine likes to flood. The car always fucking stalls. And the seat cushion's got a big rip, so a spring always pokes the balls.
Ouch, ouch, ouch.
Plus the door locks are busted. I got to use a fucking coat hanger.
What a pain in the.
And if a girlie sees my car, there's no chance I'll ever bang her.
He never ever get the pussy.
Hey, shut up.
You piece of shit car.
You piece of shit car. You piece of shit car.
Piece of shit car.
Both fucking tires. No rear view fucking mirror. Seven different colors. Fucking rag for a gas cap. Tailpipe making sparks fly everywhere.
Piece of shit car.
An aggressive time, a painful time, a time where cynicism rocks the vine, and a time where violence blocks the sunshine. Lifetimes go by in a flash, in a search for love, in a search for cash. Everybody wanna be some fat tycoon. Everybody wanna be on a tropic honeymoon. Nobody wanna sing a little bit out of tune, or be the backbone of a rebel platoon. It's too soon to step out of line. You might get laughed at, you might get fined, but do you fear me when I say I feel pain every day when I see the way my friends gotta slay and never get ahead of bills they gotta pay? No way, no way. Some make a living doing killing, Colombian penicillin. Some are willing to play the villain, they just chilling to pass the time, pass the information, or pass the wine, pass the buck, or pass the baton. But you can't pass the police or the Pentagon, the IRS or the upper echelon. I think it's time to make a move on the contradiction. Bomb, bomb, rock the nation, take over television and radio station. Bomb, bomb, the truth shall come, give the corporations a complication. Bomb, bomb, rock the nation, take over television and radio station. Bomb, bomb, the truth shall come, give the corporations a complication. Say, ooh, ooh. Of our time. I say it one more time to emphasize the meaning of my rhyme. to rise above all the dirt and grime. At the right spice, at the right time. Fuck the Constitution. Are we part of the solution? Or are we part of the pollution? Sitting by and wondering why things ain't the way we like to find them to be. To be for you and for me. The people over there and the ones in between. Check our habitation. Are we a peace-loving nation? Peace-loving nation. I have a reasonable doubt. I think I just spell it out. There's no need to scream or to shout. The NRA just bought a man's soul. Then he jumps up and shouts, gun control. The government say that killing's a sin. Unless you kill a murderer with a lethal syringe. So I ask again, are we peace lovers then? Peace lovers then. Some of them slang guns when they 6 years old. Some of them end up in some 6 foot hole. This whole damn place into lost control. So I raise my voice before I lose my soul. Bam, bam. Rock the nation, take over television and radio station, bam, bam. The truth shall come, give the corporations a complication, bam, bam. Rock the nation, take over television and radio station, bam, bam. The truth shall come, give the corporations a complication, yeah.
Express my feelings by revealed dummy balls spinning on a record. Y'all try to confiscate, take what I communicate with. It's ancient, gift to the lips, steady creating, activating, passing vocal violations to the blind plus the seeing. Human doesn't mean just being, becoming. Don't believe it, just be life it. Belongings and beloved, rehearse it or recite it while shining. Drop your guns, move your tongues, battle motivation. No times lyrics come, sometimes fun, others run. Their mouth are away, my mind's cold beaming like an early sun ray. One day we'll get the picture and all combine. Let's be talking about minds, mind and become one mind. Every piece of the puzzle has its place to build the piece of the puzzle called the human race. Taking it long enough to cross the formal journalistics. This sexy critics put backwards to rap words. I'm sure raising my hand with questions and demands. Statements in a plan with the map of the land.
Hello.
Hello.
We'll be right back.
You lose.
He's getting away with the WMD.
I got him.
Damn, I missed him.
Sarah, he's got the bomb. You gotta fix him.
I got him, Carson. He's heading for the loop. Your plans are over.
America! Fuck yeah! Woo!
All right, Sarah!
Yeah!
All right, Steve!
Get it to it!
Yeah, fuck the loop!
Bonjour, everyone. Don't worry. Everything is bold. We stopped the terrorists.
I was doing a lot of thinking on the ride over here.
Oh, yeah? About what?
I was thinking that I want you to marry me.
Don't joke about that.
Who's joking?
Joe to Sarah. Looks like we may need to order up a wedding cake.
He finally caught the question?
Lisa, you're an amazing woman and a damn fine cop. And I want to spend the rest of my life with you.
Oh, Carson. Carson.
Feels so cold.
You have to hang on, Carson.
Sorry, babe. Looks like this was a one-way ticket.
No.
Lisa, you have to live on. Find someone else who will love you. Find someone else and be happy. You deserve it.
Yo, this is DJ Woo! This song is dedicated to me.
Everyone has ace.
Not this song.
So this is the end of our story. And everyone is dead from AIDS. It took from me my best friend. My only true pal. My only bright star.
He died of AIDS.
Well, I'm gonna march on Washington. Lead the fight and charge the brigades. There's a hero inside of all of us. I'll make them see everyone has AIDS. My father,
AIDS.
My sister,
AIDS.
My uncle and my cousin and her best
AIDS,
friend.
AIDS, AIDS.
The gays and the straights and the whites and the spades.
Everyone has AIDS.
My grandma and my dog are all blue.
AIDS, AIDS, AIDS.
The Pope has got it and so do you.
AIDS, AIDS, AIDS.
Come on, everybody, we got quilting to do.
AIDS, AIDS, AIDS.
We're gonna break down these barricades.
Everyone has AIDS, 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 AIDS,
AIDS, AIDS, AIDS, AIDS, AIDS, AIDS, AIDS, AIDS, AIDS, AIDS, AIDS, AIDS, AIDS, AIDS, AIDS, AIDS,
Thanks, you too, Steve. That was the greatest acting I have ever seen.
I just don't know how you do it, Gary. How do you make yourself so somber and emotional to make everybody cry like that?
It's not that hard, really. I just think about the saddest moment in my life.
Man, wow. Gary is such a great guy.
Hello, young man.
705-970.
Congratulations on a terrific performance.
Oh, thank you.
I want you to suck my cock.
Mr.
The name is Spotswood.
Well, nice to meet you.
And you are Gary Johnston, all-American actor who graduated Iowa University summa cum laude with a double major in theater and world languages. You've been at the top of every acting class since you were a child. Top Gun actor.
Hey, hold on a second. Are you from Hollywood?
I have an incredible offer for you, Gary. If you're interested, follow me this way. Please, Gary, step into my car.
Oh, I get it. I'm supposed to get in your car and let you put your finger inside me. Then if I go down on you, I get a movie part.
No, I just want to show you something.
Yeah, I'll bet you do.
Please, Gary, I'm not from Hollywood. I'm not going to fuck your mouth, and my time is extremely valuable.
This is a nice limo.
Yes, it is. Now suck my cock. Just kidding.
All right, just what the hell is this about?
I hate to break this to you, Gary, but some people out there want you dead.
Dead?
They're called terrorists, Gary, and they hate everything about you.
Why? What did I do to them? I'm just a Broadway actor.
It's not who you are, Gary. It's what you stand for. And every single minute of every single day, the terrorists are planning new ways to kill you and everyone else who lives in a free country. The only thing standing in their way is us.
You?
Baxter, I think we can Valmorphinize safely now.
Limousine that can fly. Now I have seen everything.
Really? Have you seen a man eat his own head?
No.
So then you haven't seen everything. And neither have we. Last week in Paris, we got four terrorists with a weapon of mass destruction. The terrorists are planning something very big.
And just what does this have to do with me?
Our only hope is to have somebody act like a terrorist who wants to help them carry out the attack. An actor convincing enough to make the terrorists think he's
okay,
one of
okay, a limousine that can fly. Now I have seen everything.
Really? Have you seen a man eat his own head?
No.
So then you haven't seen everything.
Goldilocks and Blackbeard try talking, shock and awe out of eating his own head this Thursday at 8 p.m. on Free Radio Olympia, 98.5 FM.
From what intelligence has gathered, it would be 9/11 times 100.
9/11 times 100.
Thanks, Blackbeard and Goldilocks. That's...
Yes. 91,100.
This is crazy. I'm an actor, not a spy.
That's all spying is. Acting. And they say you're the best. An actor with a double major in theater and world languages? Hell, you're the perfect weapon, Gary.
Oh, shit. Look out!
That whales originated on land. They were land mammals. They crawled into the ocean. I bet you didn't know that. Mammals already, not...
Welcome to Team Base.
reptiles or
Gary, this is Joe, all-star quarterback from the University of Nebraska. He's a natural-born leader.
I've heard a lot about your acting, Mr. Johnson.
I've heard a lot about
it's
your
as good butt. As they say it is.
And this is Sarah, the top empath from Berklee School for the Clairvoyant in San Francisco.
I sense that you're slightly confused right now.
Not supposed to be Carson's replacement? A fucking actor?
Don't mind Chris. He may be lacking courtesy, but he's the best martial arts expert Detroit has to offer.
Wow, that was awesome! That was Iron Man versus Bruce Lee, and I'm gonna put that on my account right now. I'm just gonna press that button. It's gonna go straight there. Watch this. Shit!
That's right, actor. Just stay the fuck away from me.
And finally, we have our psychology expert. Where's Lisa?
Right here.
Gary, this is Lisa. She specializes in how the terrorists think.
Usually it's malignant narcissism, not during childhood.
We've been doing our best to keep the world safe, Gary. But now somebody has supported the terrorists.
Mother son of a ass shit!
I have intercepted
Fuck.
Communication world terrorist groups.
Intelligence, you don't sound very bright to me, shit. This is why you don't donate scratched DVDs to the library. Okay, this is good, because listen, I want you to know that you can go to the library and check out Team America. Fuck yeah. I tried to polish it up a little bit.
Basically all the worst parts.
And not only that,
so now you
I found out what to do with all my old X-Files tapes. I'm going to donate them to the library. I can donate movies, books on tape, books, records, cassettes, CDs, and gerbils to the library. So you better believe it and watch them. So, yeah, just keep going. Keep going to the library and look for movies, because I just found a whole bunch of new ones there, and you're going to find new ones there, because I'm going to donate. Ha, ha, ha. I challenge you to donate your movies to the Olympia Timberland Regional Public Library,
because like
you're awesome.
You're the one with the power to do something.
And you have the power to do something.
I can't fight terrorists. I don't know anything about guns or jets.
Baby, when I met you, there was peace unknown. I set out to get you with a fine tooth comb. I was soft inside. There was something going on. Maybe something to me that I can't explain. Hold me closer and I feel no pain. Every beat of my heart, we got something going on. Their love is blind, it requires a dedication. All this love we feel needs no conversation. We're riding together,
making love with each other. Islands in the stream, that is what we are. No one in between, how can we be wrong? Sail away with me to another world.
And if you got no one and you just walk in the night, just slowly losing sight of the real thing.
These are all my friends.
But
that won't happen to us when we got no doubt. Too deep in love and we got no way out. And the message is clear, this could be the year for the real thing.
There's my ex-girlfriend from high school.
Oh, hey, this mic is on. Okay.
Islands in the stream, that is what we are. No one is peacemaking, how can we be wrong? Sail away with me to another world, and we rely on each other, from one lover to another.
Yokaku unfriended me. What the fuck? I think he did. Oh my god. Can you believe that shit? He probably doesn't like my foul mouth. Who indeed? Michi Okaku unfriended me. Call 705-9780 to respond to the travesty or to request a tune.
luna se va, sigue la abuela, la noche.
La pachanga, espera.
La pachanga, Eduardo. Pachanga, Eduardo. Pachanga, Eduardo. Pachanga, Eduardo. Compratto.
Shopping cart trip. Hi, I'm Kenny Rogers, and this is the bat vector trick with my teeth. Show. isn't this the Dairy Challenge? Each one of these jackasses has some dairy product in front of them, and then the winner is the one who finishes it first. The cheers. Let's get going. I was raised on the dairy, bitch. In my goat mitt.
Don't come near me. I'm gonna puke myself.
Dairy Challenge. If Kenny Rogers' jackass cannot